You are holding the bread. You are holding the cup. Amen. Although this very sacred service has been bastardized and the sanctity has been destroyed, but let me know, let me let you know today, you better know that no matter what they have done to the communion, know that the exercise we want to do now is the highest ritual on earth. It's the highest ritual on earth. If you will approach it with the right understanding. We may not have belonged to cults before, but through the films that we see, some of those things that we see in the films, they are true life stories dramatized. When Igbo was telling me, where's Igbo? Igbo was telling me, he said, this is what they see for film. He didn't know that it is real. Oh. He said, he sit down for parlor. Now he see the thing, we constable in front. Igbo. He said the thing we constable in front. He said, wait a minute, you are wrong. I said, vision, I be real. He said, not be vision, no. Real. They didn't stop, they tell him. Send them be the shrine from their village. He said, he began mention the difficulties that Igbo had gone through. He said, nah, in the cosa. Real, real, real. So when you see them acted in films, now what thing don't happen, no? Why I make reference is the same thing. When you see these occult people, like we see in some of these films, you see them coming for their initiation or for their meeting, you will see how serious they take it. You see how serious. One thing, there are two things I admire about the Muslim faith. You know what? You cannot enter the mosque like that. You must wash your feet and wash your leg and wash and wash. You know, then it gives you a sense of holiness that you are entering a holy place. Even if Name Road, that mat they put there has become consecrated. The second thing, that they are burial. They are the only ones that treat a dead body the way it should be treated, even according to the Bible. Whoever you are, when they bring you finished from the box, where they carry you from where I come, they go come out and carry one cloth and wrap you. Carry one rafter. Now rafter, ordinary rafter. And that rafter is not meant specifically for you. Now they carry all the dead body, rich and small, in that village. Now they hold. Carry you there, wrap you, say now here, wrap you, dump you for there. You they see the poor Muslim for mortuary. Now those who claim to be Christians, immediately you see somebody die around you, they cry. Not be the dead body, they cry for that the money we go spend in the they cry for. Praise God. That's why we rush. From where I come, when you hear that somebody is dead, wherever you are, you abandon and rush. If not, before you reach, you don't go see the dead body. When you reach, they say, it's just they come, say, they put them there. We can learn things from some of these unbelievers. I'm telling you. We can learn some things. So, if you approach this ritual in the right sense, you will get the right result. See, John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Verse 47. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, here is not eating it with mouth. The word, the usage there is understanding. Understanding my body, understanding my flesh. And I'm not preaching another sermon. We have talked about it for long. Today we're going straight into action. When you pick that bread, what do you understand you are holding? Lift it up. The bread. Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26 verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the new testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. He took bread and blessed it. Take it. This is my body that is offered for you. Do you understand what he means by that? Except you understand it, you will not have life. Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? And upon that rock of who he is, the revelation, I build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. When you pick that bread, you are seeing, looking at God's offer for your healing. And healing there is not only sicknesses and diseases. Every aspect of your life that is not normal, that aspect of your life is sick. Including your business, your marriage relationship, your education, your physical body. If it is not normal, it is sick. And he went to the cross on Calvary. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. We receive our healing through the body of Jesus Christ that was offered on the cross on Calvary. When you lift that bread, you are looking at the body of Jesus Christ that was broken for you and for me. For our healing. If you approach it, therefore, in its right sense, any aspect of your life that is healed, when you eat this bread, you must receive that healing. You must. It's compulsory. That cup, when you lift up, is the cup containing his blood. The highest ritual on earth is done with blood. And the blood we are talking about is the blood of the Holy One of Israel, the sinless man. And that blood sealed the covenant that God has with his children on earth. He sealed it with the blood of Jesus Christ. And that blood is speaking. Even now. Therefore, any other covenant that is working against you by the reason of that cup, when you drink that cup, automatically that covenant is supposed to break. Any curse placed upon you, he took that curse and nailed it on the cross on Calvary. That is what the Bible says. Therefore, anybody participating in this exercise now, communion now, no curse should work against you. No covenant shall work against you. Whether it's a demon or a covenant you inherited from your fathers and your mothers. That's why, whenever I have met with serious deliverance cases, and you are casting out a demon and the demon doesn't want to go, all I do is, I will say, meet me the next communion service day. I will bring you to the altar here, and I will give you that communion from the altar and challenge God using that communion. You don't have to go to the altar. You know what problem that has refused to go. Sitting down here in the right spirit, you carry that wine, you carry that bread, and challenge the cross on Calvary. If that covenant that's working against you is higher than the covenant in the blood of Jesus, then it will stay. That's how important it is. And there's no sickness that the blood of Jesus cannot cure. By his stripes we are healed. Whether it is HIV or cancer, whatever it is, if you approach it in the right faith, instantly you receive healing, you receive deliverance, because the power is broken. Oh, some of you rush to go to the mountain for deliverance. Your deliverance does not come from a mountain. Your deliverance comes through the blood and body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Make sure you attend communion service. Use it and challenge God. Go to the mountain only after you have taken the communion. Then go and challenge those forces, reminding them of the power in the blood of Jesus. Asking the Lord, let the blood of Jesus speak for me concerning this matter. Let God confirm that the blood of Jesus Christ can never lose his power. We are to apply that blood. And when I see the blood, I will pass over. Everybody has the bread now. Can you lift it up? Everybody has. Wave it. Wave it. Wave it. Thank you, Father. Now what? He said, by his stripes we are healed. I want you to tell the Lord what aspect of your life you want healing. What aspect of your life? Tell the Lord, I believe by your stripes I am healed. As I will take this bread, I am taking your body. Lord, grant my healing in my business, in my marriage, in my finances, in my education, in my body, in my womb, in my chest. Open your mouth. Begin to challenge the cross on Calvary, somebody. Challenge the cross on Calvary. Oh, that is what we are here for. Don't let this year end without my testimony. Thank you. God. Talk to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Carry the cup. Lord, as I drink this wine, I am drinking the blood of Jesus. Use this wine contains some alcohol in it. That alcohol is the preservative power of the Holy Ghost. That is what is the point of contact. That's what it symbolizes. Lord, revive me. Revive my spirit. Revive my soul. Give me the Holy Ghost. Let me never go down. Increase your fire in my life. Lord, anything they have used, the blood of an animal or the blood of a human being to lay a curse, to create any problem that is following me, use this blood today, Lord, and reverse it and remove it out of my life. Any blood covenant working against me, Lord, by the reason of this blood covenant today, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, let that blood covenant that has been working against me be broken. Hold that water cup very well. Somebody shout, this is a cup of blessing. Say very loud. What do you want the Lord to use this to do for you today? Open your mouth and talk to God. Father, let your blood speak for me in the camp of the enemy today. Father, let the blood speak for me in the camp of the enemy today. Let the blood of Jesus Christ speak for me in the marine kingdom. Marine kingdom. In the shrine in my compound, in the shrine in my village. Mighty mother blood of Jesus. That's why we are here. name we pray. Finally, you are going to tell the Lord. No, two more prayer points. You are going to tell the Lord, in any way I have lived my life that has brought shame to your name, that has brought reproach to the gospel, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Yes, Lord. Let's be in the spirit. Nobody comes in the proper understanding and reverently before the Lord in a communion service like this and remain the same. It's a confidence I have anytime I take the communion like this. There's one boldness that come upon me. I just see myself as untouchable. I just see myself that no occult power can work against me. I just see myself above principalities and powers. I just see myself in a higher level than demonic powers. But that can only take place if you are truly covered by the blood. Lord, have mercy on me. Anyway, I've displayed carnality. I've brought shame to your name. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. I don't know who I'm talking to, but the enemy will not use it against you. Let's be humble enough to acknowledge our weaknesses before the Lord and tell him to help you out of these weaknesses. And tell him you have decided to serve him. I have no other place to go to than you. If you turn your back against me for 1 minute, the devil will finish me, Lord. Father, have mercy on me. Can somebody talk to God? I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who I'm talking to. Can you just confess your faults to the Lord? Lord, have mercy on me. I have not been praying as I ought to pray. I've not been fasting as I ought to fast. I've not been studying as I ought to study. I've not been serving you the way I should serve you. I have this weakness, Lord. Mention the weakness before him. Lord, help me out of this weakness. Mention the weakness that is disturbing your spiritual life. Mention that secret sin. No man knows. You know it's only God that knows it. Your thoughts. That evil thought. That evil action. Lord, this is who I am. Change me, Lord. Use this communion today and rearrange my life, Lord. I don't want to be a hypocrite. People see me outside as a Christian, but secretly, I am not a Christian. Use this communion, Lord, and save me. Use this communion, Lord, and rearrange my life. Take away hypocrisy. Take away anger. Take away lying tongue. Take away lukewarmness from me, Lord. That's why we are here today. Do something after this communion and visit me, Lord. Be sincere. This is between you and God. Be sincere. Be sincere. Cast me not away from your presence, oh Lord. Take unto me the joy of my salvation. That take place after the communion service. A young man said he's too ashamed to give this testimony. That after taking the communion, after communion service one day, he said the homosexual spirit walked out of him. That's how I know that that thing is a demon. Another one said he was into serious pornography. Serious one. He said, after communion, that spirit left him. He called me to tell me this. You see, I know a drunkard that after taking this same alcohol that is here today, the taste for alcohol died. Here, the wife testified here. I know of a woman that had fibroid. After communion service, the fibroid came down. Came out of her body. 10 years looking for fruit of the womb. After that, she took in. 3 children now. I know of somebody who took the same communion and testified that HIV status changed. I know another one that changed from sickle cell, SS, to AA. Lord, give me my own testimony also today. This is the problem, Lord, has been disturbing me. Others have testified. Use this same communion and give me my own testimony. One more time, talk to God, talk to God, talk to God, talk to God. You did it for others, do it also for me today. Anything you have not planted in me, let it disappear. Pull it out, Lord. Pull it out, Lord. Pull it out, Lord. Any demon that is inside of me, chase it out through this communion service today, Lord. Any demon inside of me, chase it out of my life permanently, Lord. Using this communion today, Lord. Laziness is a spirit. There's a spirit of laziness. Take it out of my life. There's a spirit of anger. Take it out of my life. Smoking spirit, drinking spirit. They're all spirits. Every contrary spirit in my life, take it away. Pride, People say, I am proud. People say, I am proud. Father, change that identity. Do something that people will say, I am a humble person. I'm no more a proud person. This lying spirit, I'm always lying. When I should not lie, I will still lie. It's a spirit. Take that spirit away from me, Lord. Fornication. When I see a woman, my body will charge. When I see a man, my body will charge. He's a demon. Change that demon out of my life using this communion today, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord answer all these prayers today in the name of Jesus. Other people testify. Somebody after this communion today, you too, you will testify. Things that you have been battling with since you became a Christian, God will separate you from them today in the name of Jesus. Any mouth that has been desecrated, contaminated, God cannot hear prayer from such a mouth. But I pray that as this wine and this bread will touch your mouth will be consecrated in the name of Jesus. That after you leave here today, anytime you open your mouth to speak to any situation, that situation will respond. Let that be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. And because you will take this communion today, when death, armed robbers, ritual killers, spiritual wickedness that attack people when they are asleep, when they will come your way, they will pass over you in the name of Jesus. I say, dangers will see this blood speak for you and they will pass over you in the name of Jesus. God will turn your life around. He will make a way where there is no way for you. Because you have come before the Lord's table like this. Whatever you've been believing God for, since the beginning of this year, this week, it will manifest. If you know what I am doing now, you will connect. I'm blessing you. That is the blessing that goes with this. Connect and answer me. I'm telling you, something must happen. I say it again. Before the next communion service, your testimony will change. All that you have asked God to use this communion to do today, before the next communion service, you will testify. All the enemies tormenting you, visiting you at all times. Thank you, Jesus. When they see you after today, they will bow before you. Anybody suffering from miscarriage, when you take this communion today, miscarriage will be over. If you are feeling any wound, you have any wound that refuses to heal in your body, let this wine, small, just touch it. Just touch it. If you have any child that receives attack in the night, give us small, just small. Give us small. Make it drink and small. Or make it chop that bread small. They will never come to that child again in the name of Jesus. I am blessing you because this takes place once in a month. I decree that from today, the blood of Jesus Christ will speak for you. Anywhere you are going for favor, the blood of Jesus will go there and speak for you. In the camp of your enemies, the blood of Jesus will go there and speak for you. You believe that you are among those that will testify by the next communion service. Give the Lord four loud amen. Shall we go? Amen.